Welcome to Destiny Hour with Bishop Richard Ayangede. This broadcast is brought to you by Adonai International Ministries. Be inspired as you listen to this unadulterated word of God.
This morning, I have a message of the Lord for you. And it's going to be exciting in this place. Hallelujah. Come with me to 2 Samuel chapter 9. From verse 1. Are you there? 2 Samuel 9 from verse 1. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba? Are you Ziba?" And he said, "Yes, your servant is." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness, show him the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame in his feet." Hallelujah to Jesus. Jonathan, your friend, David, your bosom friend, has yet a son left who is lame in his feet. Amen? Let's read on. And the king said, unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodiba." Hallelujah. Everybody say Lodiba. Lodiba. He is in the son of Amiel, the son of Machir, in Lodiba. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodiba. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold thy servant." Oh, hallelujah. And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore you all the land of Saul your father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." Hallelujah. Thank God for fathers, and thank God for what fathers have done. And because of what fathers did, and because of what fathers have done, there shall come a legacy that is very beyond your expectation. Hallelujah. Whether your father paid your fees or not, whether your father took good care of you or not, whether your father treated you well or not, there's a blessing that God commands that children obey your parents in the Lord. So it shall be well with you in the land that you're living in, so you can live long. Amen? So whether daddy did me well or not, that is not my greatest concern. My greatest concern is that God the Father commands that I should deal well with daddy. And as long as I do this, I shall prosper in the land and I shall live long. Amen. That is why when some sicknesses are troubling you, you must go to daddy and say, "Daddy, I know that my healing is with you. Make a declaration and I shall be made whole." Amen. This morning, I speak on the subject beyond Lodiba. Beyond Lodiba. I have literally defined Lodiba as below the bar. Hallelujah. Lodiba, below the bar. Amen. King David rose up one day and called out and declared that, "Is there no man left in the house of Saul? Saul, who messed up my life. Saul, who determined to destroy me. And for 6 years, he pursued me and did everything to destroy my life." But because of the grace and call and understanding of my God, I will not pay Saul the evil he did to me. But I ask that, is there nobody in the house of Saul who sought to destroy my life, that I might do him some good? Hallelujah. Beyond Lodibar. And David was sent Ziba, one of the chief men of the house of Saul. And when he came, he said, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "Yes, sir, I am Ziba." He said, "Is there nobody left in the house of Saul so I can show him the kindness of God because of Jonathan?" And then Ziba said, "It's left with the son of Jonathan." Jonathan has one son left who is in the house of Amir, the son of Machir. But he is lame in his feet. And the history about this young man's lameness was that there was trouble or war in the house of Saul. And his caretaker, Onani, put him on her back, running with him to escape the trouble. And he fell from her back and lost her limbs. Hallelujah. Are you with me? In saving his life by running away from trouble, the small boy fell off the back of her nanny or her caretaker, his caretaker, and lost his leg. And that was the only son of Jonathan. And David said, "Bring him to me." And the man is called Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth. And the meaning of Mephibosheth is destroying shame. Today, somebody's shame will be destroyed. Hallelujah. He says, "Go bring me Mephibosheth." And when Mephibosheth came, he said, "Are you Mephi?" He said, "Yes, my lord." And Bible said, he bowed and made obeisance to David the king. And David said, "For your father Jonathan's sake, I'm going to make sure that from now on, you are not going to live in the house of Michael, the son of Amiel, the son of Mecca, but you are going to eat in the palace at my table with my sons." Hallelujah. Amen. You are going to live in my home, and you are now going to live with me in the palace, and you are going to eat at my table continuously. And then again he said to Ziba that all the lands that Saul had, go with you. Ziba had 15 boys and 27, so 35 workmen. He says, "Go cultivate all the land of Saul and bring the proceeds to Mephibosheth." Hallelujah. There is always one day in your life when everything else that seems never to have been possible, and when everything seems to be failing, and there is trouble all everywhere, and shame has taken hold of you. Because when you are Mephibosheth, your shame shall be destroyed. Beyond Lodibar. He was living in Lodibar. His father's land was cultivated by another, and he had no access to the goodness of that which his father owned. But one day, at the sound and the command of the king, those things that ever belonged to him but he never had access to, Hallelujah. It does not matter where you have been located in Lodibar. and you have lost your father's property and no legacy and nothing seems to be working with you and shame is crying out on you. But today, in the name of the Lord, the king's word is coming your way. The Bible says that where the voice of the king is, there is what? Power. Beyond Lodibar. You may be low. You may be down. There may be challenges all around you. But the Lord will declare a decree. And that decree will change your situation forever. He said, is there no man left in the house of Saul? So I can show him some good. No, obibiere ni Saul fear. Meti me echire no nyame do. Maye na yemye. Ose me fibo se. Jonathan bano onu kwa na aka na emom no oyo obubu afọ. Hallelujah. Beloved, I came to declare to you today that people may see you to be very limited and there will be no space of honor, whether you are lame or not. When the king's word comes up, you will be brought from where you are, you'll be brought from Lodibar into the palace, and he shall set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You must understand this, because he declared that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord, by his holy counsel, shall take you from Lodibar. The Lord, by his holy counsel, shall take you from wherever you are located and bring you to your high place of glory. And he will set a table before you in the presence of all those that give up on you and look down on you because you are in Lodibar and you are physically challenged. The Radibe showing you nyam. The Radibe you were fi baby a woman. Beyond Lodibar, the Lord shall destroy your shame. And when the Lord destroys your shame, he will prick you from Lodibar and bring you to the palace and set a table, and that you would eat with the king and the king's sons forever. Hallelujah. It says, are you Mephibosheth? He says, yes. It says, from now on, you would eat at the king's table continually. Amen. That saith the Lord to you, son. That saith the Lord to you, daughter. That saith the Lord to the mighty man and the great woman, that wherever you have been, no matter how crippled you have been, no matter how shameful it had been, no matter what challenge you may be going through, no matter how well you've been marginalized, when the Lord shall decree a thing, it shall be established in your life. And I decree by the word of the Lord that your situation shall change, your circumstances shall change. The king has decreed and declared that whatever belongs to you must be given to you. It does not matter your location. When he speaks, he would affirm and confirm and bring to pass his promises. Receive the promises of God. Let there come restoration. Whatever belongs to you be released to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever have been delayed, whatever have been stolen, whatever that has been forcefully denied you, whatever has been sat on, even your promotion that has been sat on, even anybody that is fighting it, I decree by the word of the Lord, from now on, it shall be returned to you. Beyond Lodibar. Beyond Lodibar. Hallelujah. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertain to Saul and to his house. Hallelujah. Let that which belongs to you be given to you. Bibi biara ewo wo no. Bibi biara ye wo dia no. I asafu he wa dia ma wo no. Me so bo Jesus di mu se. Obiara ntumi enye mfi wo nsa. Na emom na wadi member wo nchen. Apomudin. Ejumapa. Awariepa. Emapa. And your nyampa in punto ayaresa any bibi biara fata uno ewa yesu dimuno mekao na michao se ebo eba obin somunji. Somebody take it, somebody receive it, because like Mephibosheth, your shame has been destroyed. Wanka ya fra yam fra uno wanka ya kaya yan kani uno asafio wa se onun kwa na osem kan no na ye na jade anu fama no. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the children's bread on our table is healing, so healing belongs to you. And the Bible said one day a blind man came to Jesus and said, Lord, help me, I want to be healed. He says, I will be thou made whole. Beyond Lodibar, it says, thou therefore, verse 10, and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That which belongs to you, which the Father has ordained from the deadless past in Christ Jesus, and he says it belongs to you, name them: good life, joy, peace, health, promotion, riches, explosion, advancement, good sleep, whatever. He says, work all out and give to him. I can hear your boss say, all the bonuses that were due him for the past 5 years, total them, put them all together and present a check to him. Hallelujah. Amen. And no nyambian kane wo wono in shrebian kane wo wono abosudie bia wo wono. Any bibi biara fata uno, our pebi a fata uno, our pebi a fata uno, and your nyam pebi a fata uno, and our time for the year bibi asa or bekawashano, and nebia wa yesu dimu, yesu sep, yam fama on. Hallelujah. And it's not even only one man, 35 men plus Ziba himself, 36, are supposed to work now for Mephibosheth. Hallelujah. This is what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, he will do for you. With his arms wide open, he will care for you. It is no secret what God can do. Hallelujah. Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king had commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Hallelujah. We are this year. You be treated to say, or this year. ti ja se wu su so o mama mu ni bi efi na due yi hu se wo ye odishi amen and enye we are se dishi and enye ochi otweba we are dishi and enye gamashi dishi nemo mo suru 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 hallelujah and Mephibosheth he also had a young son whose name was Micah and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame both in his feet hallelujah into a dube bi na nyame fi ase shiro no otene nanim owo so na ne shiro ne na dwem papa no e bomu kaw 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 wa bra bomu a wo ye abafanyo unai ayadanyo erade chimi shewa ni onyama wo so wutumi wo ba hallelujah bible said number fi so wo ba na bibi biara eye so dia no yet the shame of people say answer today I decree by the spirit of the Lord that which belongs to you that you may even not have had any idea is returning to you in the name of Jesus restoration is coming to you restoration is coming to you restoration is coming to you and it's coming to you in multiples and beyond your restoration is coming dignity beyond your restoration is coming honor beyond your honor is coming elevation because he was in the village of Lodiba nobody ever giving him regard but just in the twinkle of an eye in a moment let that be your life that when Jehovah Adonai shall arise and shake himself that which had been denied you he shall number them he shall number them he shall number them he shall number them and said restore 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 and then he himself will give you a right hand of fellowship of elevation and Bible said after the shame had been destroyed he was now brought to Jerusalem and Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem and he ate continually at the king's table and he was lame you may be lame you may be weak you may have a lot of flaws but when Jehovah jiwutumwa obi biara entume ensaw ne urade ashira no no na we shira no ne urade se onu be se na nyam no nipa de se ne entume ntisa no da they will fight they will do everything but when the set time comes you will not be brought to Gad you will not be brought to Jordan you will not be brought to the Hivites or the Hittites but you will be brought into where Jerusalem into the king's palace and when it's breakfast time and they are calling Adonijah and they are calling Absalom and they are calling Amon and they are calling all the sons of the king then also Mephi from now on I declare my guy name is Mephi hallelujah Papa Mephi hallelujah because the Lord is destroying my shame and is bringing me to my high place the Lord is destroying your shame he is bringing you to your high place in your office things are going to change in your home things are going to change everywhere you find yourself elevation is coming because the strong hand of the Lord would bring a shift hallelujah when the Lord turned around our captivity it was like a dream sobrano ya dimpoa no jifu biara niwa Minyame semi sufrenwa obetie obetie masse hallelujah Mephibosheth was in Lodibar with the son of Mecca, Amiel. But you see, the question is, but he's been there for all this while. What was it that made King David in that particular day say, is there no one in the house of Saul so I can do him some good and show him the kindness of God in his time? Ecclesiastes 3:11. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. And the 14 says that whatsoever God does, no man can add to it. Nobody can take from it. But he does it that men may fear. You've even given up. You've even forgotten because you think that for how far you have come, dear, you don't think. But you see, it's always so. When you have got it to that place where you realize and you think and you are so settled and you have assured yourself that near ever here, then Jehovah will let you know that so he comes up and said, is there no son? The Lord knows wherever you are. The Lord knows how crippled you are, that you need some strong hand to lift you from where you are. Because if no strong hand comes to lift you, you would be there and die. But I came to announce to you that it does not matter where your location is, and it does not matter whatever power is pushing you down. Because, beloved, it will take an enemy to all righteousness to want to put you down there. But when they have thought that they have finished with you, because you are crippled and you are below the bar. Hallelujah. Adia yakwa untumi nkobi. And you know, what's your fear? What's your demo? And you hear so what you will be saying that then a cosmono or be a journey, won't you mean journey? Hallelujah! Or be a crowd, won't you mean call? But say, Radim Ressus or Showing Yonama, or do you do Pempan Sobia? On one cannot omu to me call, on one cannot omu sapamo, on one cannot omu rivri, no mu tunyum, no mu disiwa trichino. Sasafiwa mrene swa or mau fi baby awa no the on new etina I him for in tem. The son is here with your dishware. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth had no idea, had no clue. But I came to announce to you that regardless of Lodibar, a voice that is above every voice. A council that is above every council. Because I've seen it before. In the class, you may be the career of the class. That is why as parents, we need to understand that we can't give up on any of our children. Amen? Because somebody may be carrying the class. But when he or she would get to P6, then things change. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't give up. Keep encouraging them. Keep telling them that you can make it. Even if she was 45 and the class is 46, say, baby, I know you can make it. Hallelujah. Amen. We are told of Dr. J.B. Dankwa. He wrote A-level 7 times. Amen. So it's also good for the children to get zeros. Then you encourage them to move from the zeros. Because if they start doing so well and it gets into their head, then they start having a nosedive. That is mayondi. Hallelujah. But if they are not doing well, and he begin to speak into their lives and prophesy into their lives and tell them that I know that no matter how far you have been in Lodibar, I know that daddy's voice can make a change. You can make it. I believe in you. You can make it. You can make it. And then he begins to come up. She begins to come up. One day, she said, Dad, I want to thank God for you. But when everybody else did not believe in me, you believed in me. Somebody needs somebody to lean on. We all need somebody to lean on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Because these 5 fingers are not the same, but each is so important. Wherever you are in life's journey, don't give up on yourself, because your God, your Creator, your Father has not given up on you. You didn't hear me. I'm saying that don't give up on yourself, because your Heavenly Father has not given up on you. You may be lame, but your name is Mephi. Your shame shall be destroyed.
Thank you for making time to listen to this broadcast. Come worship with us at Adonai International Ministries, Tema Community 12, Last Taxi Stop. For further inquiries, please call 0303-302812. You can also reach us on our website at www.adonaiglobal.com. God richly bless you.